It is time for us to discover Austin. Yeah. All sorts of great things going on all around our community. Discover Austin, of course, brought to you by the Discover Austin office. Nancy Schnabel, not able to join us today, but she did set us up with a fantastic guest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we should have had some sort of musical fanfare or something. The one, the only, the man with the legend, John McGivern from John McGivern's Main Streets, joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you? Where's the music?
We should have some for you.
Sorry, man.
Man, we appreciate you taking some time to join us here today. Let's jump in first. Before we get to the program in specific, if somebody was walking down the street and they said, "Who's John McGivern?" what would you say?
I'd say if you've ever turned on a PBS station somewhere in the Midwest, he's the guy that travels all over the Midwest. He had a show called Around the Corner with John McGivern for 9 years that played all over, and now we're starting our fourth season of John McGivern's Main Streets. So turn on your PBS station is what I'd say.
Yes. And when the show comes on during pledge drive, give generously.
Good job.
I've got to say, because for years I worked in public television up in Duluth. We did a show called Venture North where we traveled around and did interesting people, places, things. This is very much along the same vein, but I'll tell you what, I've been watching your episodes, and I mean this in the most respectful way because I think it's cool. You and your co-host, Emmy, You get, I guess the word would be silly. You have such a great time and find the fun in everything. It's just a joy to watch.
I'm glad you're being respectful. Thank you. We do have a good time. You know, I did the show alone for 9 years. And then once we started Main Streets, we were like, let's find somebody else. So Emmy Fink used to be a host of a show called Discover Wisconsin. And when we gave her a call and said, would you be at all interested in doing this? She said, I'd love to. And we get along really well. And I think she does a great job. And we have a great time.
Of course, this, like you said, you're going into your fourth season, and you made a stop last summer. I think it was summer, late summer, fall. Stopped here in Austin and put together a program that is going to be airing very soon. As a matter of fact, we're going to do a premiere next Tuesday at the Paramount Theater at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30. Tell us a little bit about this Austin episode.
So what we do is we spend 4 days in the community. We do 13 episodes a season. So we spend 4 days in Austin. And in that 4 days, I do six interviews. We do a boatload of stand-ups where we just talk about the town right to camera. And so the first thing we did, we met a woman named Savile Lord at the Spam Museum. And all we really, I just kept saying, I heard that we were going to have some samples. Come on, lady.
Come on. Help us out. Come on.
So we, of course, had the maple and the teriyaki and the jalapeno, and they really went all out. And as you walk, what an incredible museum right in your beautiful Main Street downtown Austin. When I thought we were going to the Spam Museum, in my mind, I conjured up my mother at the stove and being like, what is going to be in the Spam Museum? And can I tell you, it's really well done. It's like one of the, we walked out of there and it was like, that, whoever got it together, I mean, it's really a high quality museum and right in your downtown. We loved it. And the spamples, as they call them, were delicious. Okay.
Yes, you got to do the whole thing. You got to get your spample from the Spam Ambassador at the Spam Museum.
Of course. So if you've watched the show, you know that I kind of eat my way through town. So I was like, is the Spam Museum all I'm going to get to eat? And the producer, Lois Morrow, who I've worked with for 15 years, was like, McGivern, shut up, okay? You know you'll get something more. So we spent some time at a place called the Tender Maid Sandwich.
Oh, there you go.
You got to shut up, because that place, I mean, we were like, oh, my God. First of all, it's the size of, like, someone's living room.
Yeah.
And Sarah White, I think Sarah was her name.
Sarah.
And what a great lady, and really talked about, the history of that corner and what happened in that shop. And then she brought me to, it didn't take, much to get behind the counter, because it's like you're either in front of the counter or behind the counter. It's so small. And she had me making the sandwiches, And then we sat down and talked about the place and ate that loose meat. It was like, okay, I'm good here. And had a malt there.
Oh, yeah.
So those were the eating segments.
Oh.
We also had some time with a guy named Dr. Robert Clark at the, now, I don't know if you call it Hormel or Hormel. What do you guys say?
Hormel.
Oh, it's Hormel.
Hormel Institute.
I think the thing is that if you're a native here, I think it's Hormel. But if you're from out of town, it's Hormel.
I call it Hormel, just so you know,
all
the first 4 days.
Robert Clark out at the Institute, of course, the head of the Institute there, is fabulous to talk to.
Really good to talk to, because before the camera rolled, you know, we show up and then I spend some time, whoever I'm going to talk to, and they usually like ask for the ground rules. Well, this time I had to ask Dr. Clark, could you dumb it down a little bit? I have a degree in communication. Like, I'm not sure what's going on here. What a great, and really showed us around. So when he said, I want to show you our microscope. Okay, what comes to mind, of course, for me is like a microscope. The thing that they have there, which really has remarkable in what it's done for so many people as far as you know, health and what goes on in that institute in Austin, Minnesota, is a story that we could have done our whole show on that place. And he was a great interview and so easy and really, really created, I think some really good television.
Yeah, absolutely. I was fortunate enough, Nancy Schnabel at Discover Austin had sent me the link to the program, so I got a chance to watch it through, and I said, it flows by so fast. When you and Emmy were out at the Nature Center and wrapping things up, I was like, that's it?
That's it, right.
Of course, that's what you want to do, show. You want to leave them wanting more. You don't want us going like, will this ever end? No, it is really, really well done.
Thanks. And we spent some time at Nowers Market. You guys been in there?
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Got to have their hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And their jerky.
Oh, yeah.
Great homemade in-house jerky. Mm-hmm. Mark Nower is the guy who we talked to, who was the owner. And then we talked to the guy who's taken over, kind of, Jake. Mm-hmm. Jake is a really, first of all, I was like, are you in high school, Jake? What's going on here? Like, I was like, God, you're a young guy to be taking this over. But he's been there for a while, and just to step back in time, and when they talked about how many meat markets there used to be in Austin and how this is kind of the last one standing and how it kind of feels like yesterday in that place, it was really a great visit with those guys. And of course, they, you know, it wasn't supposed to be a food stop, but I was like, can I have some jerky, please?
You're like we are. It's all about the food.
It's all about the food, man. Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate your time. We're running out of time here, but we want people to come check out the premiere at the Paramount Theater next Tuesday, 5:30, doors open, 6 o'clock the episode will air. And I understand, John, you and the crew were generous and got us some swag to give away that night.
If they did, I will thank them for you. Yes, we did.
Yes, it'll be a great night. Hey, we really appreciate doing the show in Austin, but as someone who's watched many episodes, you do a great job and appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care, John.
Appreciate you calling in today.
Have a good one.
You too. Yep. That is John McGivern. John McGivern's Main Street. Again, the premiere of the Austin episode. Going to do a special event over at the Paramount Theater. That's coming up on Tuesday evening. 5:30, the doors will open. 6 o'clock, they will show the episode, and you can check it out for yourself. He didn't get into the time they spent out at the Nature Center and talked about Pearl City, USA, and all of that.
Yeah.
So very, very good. Very well done. John and Emmy have so much fun together. We didn't have enough time to talk to John, but Ron Thomas has got the ultimate job. They just want to have fun
and play
tourists and then get paid to do it.
So and all over the Midwest, too, yeah.
And again, thanks to Nancy for setting us up with a wonderful guest here today for our Discover Austin report.